Section 0 of Pepper and Salt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Maria Casper. Pepper and Salt by Howard Pyle. Preface. Here, my little man, you may hold my cap and bells, and you over there may hold the bauble. Now then, I am ready to talk, as a wise man should, and am a giddy-pated jester no longer. This is what I have to say. One must have a little pinch of seasoning in this dull, heavy life of ours. One should never look to have all the troubles, the labors, and the cares, with never a whit of innocent jollity and mirth. Yes, one must smile now and then, if for nothing else than to lift the corners of the lips in laughter that are only too often dragged down in sorrow. It is for this that I sit here now, telling you all manner of odd quips and jests, until yon sober wise man shakes his head and goes his way, thinking that I am even more of a shallow-witted knave than I really am. But, prut, who cares for that? I am sure I do not if you do not. Yet, listen, one must not look to have nothing but pepper and salt in this life of ours. No, indeed, at that rate we should be worse off than we are now. I only mean that it is a good and pleasant thing to have something to lend the more solid part a little savor now and then. So here I'll sit. And perhaps when you have been good children and have learned your lessons or done your work, your mother will let you come and play a little while with me. I will always be ready and waiting for you here, and I will warrant your mother that I will do you no harm with anything I may tell you. If I can only make you laugh and be merry for a little while, then my work will be well done, and I will be glad in the doing of it. And now give me my cap and bells again, for my wits are growing cold without them, and you will be pleased to reach me my bauble once more, for I love to have him by me. Will you be seated? And you, over there, seat the baby on the grass. Are you ready? Very well. Then I will tell you a story. And it shall be about the Skillful Huntsman. End of Preface to Pepper and Salt. Section 1 of Pepper and Salt. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Maria Casper. Pepper and Salt by Howard Pyle. The Skillful Huntsman. Once upon a time there was a lad named Jacob Boehm, who was a practical huntsman. One day Jacob said to his mother, "Mother, I would like to marry Gretchen, the nice, pretty little daughter of the Herr Mayor." Jacob's mother thought that he was crazy. "Marry the daughter of the Herr Mayor? Indeed, you want to marry the daughter of the Herr Mayor? Listen, many a man wants and wants, and nothing comes of it." That was what Jacob Boehm's mother said to him. But Jacob was deaf in that ear. Nothing would do but his mother must go to Herr Mayor and ask for leave for him to marry Gretchen. And Jacob begged and begged so prettily that at last his mother promised to go and do as he wished. So off she went, though doubt was heavy in her shoes, for she did not know how the Herr Mayor would take it. "So Jacob wants to marry Gretchen, does he?" said the Herr Mayor. Yes, that was what Jacob wanted. "And is he a practical huntsman?" said the Herr Mayor. Oh, yes, he was that. "So good," said the Herr Mayor. "Then tell Jacob that when he is such a clever huntsman as to be able to shoot the whiskers from off a running hare without touching the skin, then he can have Gretchen." Then Jacob's mother went back home again. "Now," said she, "Jacob will at least be satisfied." "Yes," said Jacob, when she had told him all that the Herr Mayor had said to her. "That is a hard thing to do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?